¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. The phone number is 855-853-4802. To share your real ghost story with us, of course, you can write it on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can email me your audio file, send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want to record it on your smart device and just send the audio file that way, because I want it that way.
Okay.
I don't care what you record, where you're... See, even on painkillers, I can still break into...
I figured
is that
on
Backstreet Boys?
Painkillers, you might be a little more open with your singing.
That's true.
Yeah.
There might be a record. Within the first 60 seconds of the show, I broke into I Want It That Way.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know who sang that because I was never as much into boy bands as you.
I want it that way.
Okay.
I wasn't into them. I had to play them.
You know.
Because I worked at radio stations.
You know who they are and you know what they sang. That's more than
yeah.
Me,
so. That's because it was like on the hour every hour. Here's five boy bands. It's kind of funny because looking back, I got so sick of playing that stuff back when it was popular. Mm-hmm. And I look back at like 90s music now and I like kind of wish there was some of that stuff out now.
Yeah.
I wish it was just as simple as some of that felt, if you will. Anyway, today's episode is the first of our regular episodes that we're recording since I got back from my appendectomy. The EPP episode, EPP 145, was our first one that we actually did.
Yeah.
So when you're actually hearing this, hopefully I'm much better because we're about a week out on episodes. So in reality, I'll probably be better by the time you hear this. But at the moment of recording, it's getting there. It's getting there piece by piece.
You sound better than you did on the EPP episode.
Do I?
Yeah, because you're speaking at your normal Tony pace,
yeah.
Not the laboring for breath through pain
yeah.
Tony pace.
That was kind of, yeah, difficult. Jenny read on that episode, by
the
way.
I did. I read two stories.
If you've not, yeah. A lot of people ask, can Jenny read EPP 145? There you go.
I can read.
She proved that she can read.
I can read.
I didn't really doubt that you could read, but I didn't think you really wanted to read.
You said people are like, can Jenny read?
Oh, no, I meant like, can Jenny read the stories? Like asking as a request.
Yeah.
You know, that not like, can she, does she have the ability to read?
I read every single story.
Exactly. Exactly. She has actually read to her by the computer, but.
No, I have found that I read through it and then I listen.
Yeah.
Through a program because it sounds different. It gives me a better idea of where it should and shouldn't pause
because
that program will actually pause wherever I put a comma in.
And that's a good idea. It's interesting when you're editing something to be able to consume it that way. Now, the way it's meant to be, the way it's meant to be read out loud, because it's a totally different thing for like writing copy or reading copy that's for audio consumption or visual consumption. It's two totally different worlds. You don't really realize that until you really get into it. But so I can see how that really does make sense.
It's not because I can't read.
It's not because it wasn't even at all what I meant. You went down that road yourself.
All right.
But we can keep throwing conspiracy theories into the mix if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to caller and hear a ghost story. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. I was talking to a friend recently and she shared something with me that I thought was very interesting and wanted to share on the podcast. Her sister had recently gotten divorced and moved in with their parents temporarily, also to help out with their mother because the mother's been sick. And her sister's always kind of had an interest in the paranormal and known for going to cemeteries and trying to get EVPs. And Something after this last time she did that with some of her friends, the sister happened to notice just some weird feelings around her, especially in her parents' home. And the parents have lived there since the late 70s. And I asked my friend if, you know, did they mention anything? Has anything been strange? And they said they, apparently not. And the sister said she began to just get weird feelings, cold chills. Also, she felt something. She was about to walk into her bed, the room she's staying at her parents' house, which is the bedroom she's sleeping in. She said it was all dark in there, but she had a very weird vibe, so she picked up her phone and took a picture. And while it's just a dark room, when the picture came out, there was like mist that formed like a skull face, which I thought that was really creepy. And my friend, who is her sister, just said, well, maybe it's just something in the photo that can happen. Weird things happen, but, you know, she's kind of like, I don't know. And then the sister kept describing some basic paranormal activity, hearing things, hearing voices, things moving around in her bedroom that she can't explain. But this is where it got really weird. Her sister left to go on a mini vacation, and when the first night she was gone, the dad heard some people walking up their staircase. Well, which made no sense, as they have a security system. It didn't go off. He didn't hear a door open. He didn't, in the first floor, he just hears these people coming up the staircase, and he can hear them talking. It's two different men. One of the men says, where is she? And the other man's like, I don't know where she is. I don't think she's here. And they kind of like, you know, he could hear why. And at this point, he's absolutely terrified. He doesn't know if someone's broken the house, what's going on. But he eventually just hears them go down the stairs. He hears them walk back down, and then he doesn't hear anything. No alarm goes off. No door opens and closes. It's just incredibly strange. And he finally, when my friend's sister returned from her trip, he asked her, and he just said, the weirdest thing happened, and she finally confided to them. She's like, yeah, you know, I've been noticing some weird stuff. I don't know if it has something to do with me going to that cemetery recently. And they were kind of like, you know, the dad kind of was like rolling his eyes. He's like, oh, great. And then I guess a few weeks later, maybe a month, the dad had gone to bed early. I think the mother was still downstairs watching TV. I don't know if the sister was there that night. I think my friend said she may have been out. And it probably was like a weeknight, maybe at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and the dad was really tired. He went to bed early, and the bedroom door was open. And he said something like a noise startled him, and he looked up. And as he's like rubbing his eyes, and his vision is coming, you know, from being in a deep sleep, he sees a guy in his doorway in an army uniform. And he, you know, at first he's like, what? And then he kind of looks closer. And as his vision is focusing on what's in the doorway, the light was on in the hallway, so he could see a little bit. He saw the uniform. He said, though, but as his vision really focused in on it, he said it was almost like a mist, like it was rippling water, and it just faded away almost as quickly as he made out what it was. And he was just startled. And they just, that's what's been going on. Nothing bad has happened. Nobody's been, like, shoved or touched or anything, like, in a, you know, like, in a freaky way or anything violent or anything, but just very weird activity. So I had to share that. I thought the one thing that really stuck out to me on this one was the two different men that her father heard coming up the stairs saying, like, where is she? As if they were looking for my friend's sister. And she's the one that really said she felt like she could tell that this activity was going on because something definitely changed in her home. And I said to my friend, I'm like, I hope she didn't bring stuff back from that cemetery or something didn't attach or something or follow her back. I don't know how that works. I'm not an expert, but it sure sounds like it to me. I said, she may want to rethink doing that stuff, but I don't know. It's pretty creepy, but I had to share it. I thought it was one of those unique ghost stories. But anyway, really enjoy the podcast, and hope you're having a great summer. Okay, bye.
I think that'd be terrible to be the parent and hear something say, where is she, knowing they're talking about your child.
Mm-hmm. And I think the natural thing that you're going to think is not ghostly.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you're just hearing voices, my first thought said, oh, it's a voice in my house. It must be a ghost. In fact, in more cases than not, that's probably not what it is.
It is in my case when I hear a voice in the house.
Well, no, that's a security system.
Yeah, it ended up being a security system.
Sure, sure. But it's not a ghost.
No, but that was my first thought.
You thought it was a ghost?
First thing, right off the bat.
It was kind of odd the way that happened, but this was more of a conversational type thing. She was hearing. But I could see that being quite a creepy. You want to share your story for the masses? Because I know you shared it on the EPP a couple weeks back by the time this airs. So
you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead and share what happened. This is Jenny's story from When I was in the hospital the other night and I was not here and you guys got home pretty late. Go ahead.
So we got home about 12:30, almost 1 o'clock, and we were tired, me and Harper. Livy was out of town. And so I go and I'm in Harp's room. I'm closing her blind and I'm helping get her jammies out and I make her bed. And she's in the restroom, which is within her room. And I had just put her blind down and I turned around to go help her. And I heard something say, "Harper." And it was not your voice. It wasn't any voice I recognized. It was like a female voice. And so just for a minute, I kind of stood there and I said, "Harp, what'd you say?" And she said, "I didn't say anything, Mom. Something said my name."
Did you think I died in the hospital and was coming back to say goodbye to Harper?
No, I honestly first thought was like just residual energy of some sort, you know, just because
sure
we're always hollering her name for sure one reason or another. So, and I thought maybe too, because I was so tired and stressed out that I was just hearing things until she said something said her name.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came toddling in. She goes, "That was weird." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know what that was." Anyway, brushed it off. But it's in my mind the whole time. Because here I am, first night in this house, home without you. And I don't remember how many nights I've ever spent alone in our house without you. I don't think it's been ever. Maybe way back when you were doing the food show.
Sure.
But anyway, so I blow it off, and then I just kind of was creeped out all the next day. So I texted you and said, "I'm going to set the house alarm," and I didn't actually remember the code because you're usually the last one to bed and the first one up.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me what that was. And so I set it, and then it said that Harper's window had been tampered with as far as her sensor. So I go and I take a look at it, and it was off. It was on the floor. So I put it back up, and when I did that...
You noticed three claw marks right by where this is.
No, but when I did that, the sound system said Harper. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay. So I thought, it must be the alarm system. So I took it back off, and it said it again. So it was telling me which window to check. And it was just our alarm system. But I think that's the occupational hazard that we have, is maybe our minds will go to ghostly first. But
sure.
It was very scary for the 24 hours. I didn't know what was saying my child's name.
I can see that. I would, because we don't really, she rarely ever tampers with a window, and it really was just a sticky sensor that fell off.
And I had just put her blind down, so I'm sure it had hit it and knocked it off, and I didn't hear that, but I heard her name.
Sure.
And, you know, most of the time, I don't set it maybe as often as I should, so.
I wish I could change the voice on the security system. Because I think it's just like you get like one voice and that's all you're...
Yeah.
Every other day, I always like switch it to something else so nobody knows what the hell it is and just really confuse people. And says, "Hawk."
That would be terrible for everybody involved.
Next day, it's like, "Harper." it just changed. It could be real peppy to creepy to...
Yeah. But I didn't tell you in the hospital because I thought last thing you need while you're recuperating is me hearing voices in our house and you're not there. So
I'm hearing voices in my house. The nurse comes and checks on me at 1 a.m. How you doing, Tony? Read my text.
Yeah.
How do you think I'm doing?
Well, that's why I didn't tell you till I figured out what it was.
Sure. No, you did it. I didn't hear the story till the second day.
I was determined to figure out what the hell that was.
And you did.
So
it was not a ghost.
No, and we've never had anything in this house that's made me think otherwise.
Sure.
Being home without you is creepy enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's my non-ghost ghost story.
Because most of the time I'm not allowed to leave the house. It's kind of like a...
it's like misery.
Misery situation.
Yeah. You broke your legs and you're just stuck here.
We had to go to the hospital for this one. But other than that, it was like...
Right.
He's normally just here. It's really creepy without him and there's no choice. You're not leaving. So
yeah. That's how it works.
Kind of how it works. Thank you for throwing in misery, because I was like, "What's the name of the movie? What's the name of the movie?"
I knew you were
going. And I was going to ask you what it was. So, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hi, guys. I didn't think I would call in because all my stories were from so long ago, and I was like, I don't really remember them. And it's been a long time since I noticed anything paranormal ever since I was a kid. Well, that's usually how it goes. Anyways, I was listening to your show the other day because we were driving home, my husband and I, from a movie. And we live in the Chicago area, and it wasn't a scary movie. We saw Fast and Furious 8, I believe. And I figured, well, if he got to pick out the movie, I'm going to pick out what we listened to on the way back. And I didn't tell him what I was going to listen to when I put on your show. And I, because if I told him, he would have told me not to put it on because that'd be too corny. He always seemed to me like a skeptic. But we were listening, and I would stop at some times to see if he was paying attention. Like, did you hear that? Did you, or what do you think about that? Or what do you think that was? And he was actually following along. He was like, yeah, yeah, okay. Well, he was paying attention to driving. I'm like, okay, whatever. And we get to something that reminds me of something that I had experienced, and I paused and I told him about the story. And it's not really worth telling over the air, but it just had to do with my grandfather when he passed. And I was getting into it and how I felt a response when I talked to him when I was small, and how many family members believe that he's still there and he responds to them, even though my family seems very down to earth too. So you never know who believes in ghosts. But he was listening, and we were, well, we paid attention to the road again, and all of a sudden I realized that although we've been seeing signs saying that we were on our way home, and we were living, like I said, in the Chicagoland area, all of a sudden we just instantly noticed we were in the middle of nowhere. It was farmland, no lights, no stoplights. We were in, there was no way we could have been there. And the weird thing is that we were completely on a different road than what we started on. However, he made no turns whatsoever. And we had just noticed it, and we had been seeing signs that we were on our way home. And it's funny that it happened while you're listening to the show. We weren't feeling spooked, but we were kind of feeling connected when I was telling the story of my grandfather and my grandmother. And he just could not stop saying when we turned around, because thankfully on the map, we didn't defy any laws of physics. We were actually, there was a way we could have been where we were, but unless we were driving an insane speed that we didn't know of, there's no way we would have ended up in the middle of the state of Illinois, because that's where we were when we were just listening to one podcast. There's no way we could have ended up there legally or really at all in that short amount of time. So he, on our way back, which took forever, we were just thinking, or he kept saying and shaking his head, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. So that's all. Have a great day. Still don't know what happened.
It's like A Wrinkle in Time almost.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just, you know, time just passed super fast or something like that.
To just be out there and suddenly, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah.
I can relate to the feeling. It's like kind of how I talk about sometimes I remember wandering around some of the back roads when I was a kid out in one area of the highway was normal. The other side was kind of, there was an awkwardness to it. And I would have things like that where it's like, I swear to God, I'm going in a straight line. And then suddenly I'm like coming back up on the same area that I thought I started at, mm-hmm. or around that area. It's like, how the hell did, I haven't made any turns, you know? And it's like, what? Or if I did turn, I knew like I was weaving my way a certain direction. I knew I didn't like go back the other way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, and so those, just I have no idea how some of that happened. But these things happen.
Yeah.
How they happen, I don't know. But yeah, that weird thing about that whole thing with me is I have no idea why like one side of the highway felt one way and the other felt a very different way. I guess that's somewhat empathic of me of to have like a certain feeling,
mm-hmm.
of the, and I always liked the spookier side. And it wasn't like the sides were that dramatically different in scenery either. It wasn't like one's like, oh, all abandoned and spooky with barns and the other side isn't. It was pretty much, I mean, if you were not from the area and somebody just showed you a bunch of pictures from this general vicinity, you won't be able to say, oh, that's definitely that side and that's definitely this side.
Okay.
It's all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's just one side had a certain feel to it and the other did not. And I don't know why that is.
Hmm.
And it was a weird side that intrigued me.
Yeah, I could see that.
I can't figure it out. Maybe someday. Like, oh God, there's a vortex over there at one of the cheese factories.
Yeah.
A vortex to hell.
That's
with
it.
Lots of mozzarella.
Okay.
You go and get your string cheese, and you come pretty close to seeing the Prince of Evil all at the same time.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Okay. Got it.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hey, Tony and Jenny. I was calling in regard to the caller who y'all were speculating whether certain senses, sensory perceptions could be passed down. And I just wanted to call because I think possibly, and you don't necessarily know what form it's going to take, but for what it's worth, my great-grandfather was a seventh son of a seventh son and always had kind of an extra sense about everything. And he had six children himself, and his youngest child, a boy, was kind of his favorite. And he always said that when he passed, if he could, he wanted to pass along what he had to my great uncle. And from what we can tell, he was successful. It was a little different because what would happen is my great uncle had dreams about his father coming to tell him things like one night he woke up and said, hey, you need to get up. Your cows are in so-and-so's field. You need to go take them this much money to make up for the damages, and you need to make it right. And my great uncle woke up, sure enough, his cows were in this neighbor's field. He took him money to pay for the damages, made it right. And my great uncle also had this very adept touch financially that no one could entirely explain. He always made the right choice about everything. And he always said, well, because my dad's helping me. So my great uncle was one of the few millionaire farmers in the 80s when, you know, all the farming went bust. So take that for what you will, but, you know, my great uncle always said it was because his dad was right there pushing him, advising him, giving him feelings, and sometimes out and out talking to him in dreams. So I think in one way or another, yeah, I think you could pass it on. So that's it. Don't know if that helps or not, but thought you might find it interesting. Bye.
Do you remember that conversation we had? We were wondering about if a sensitive loved one, when they pass on, if they can choose to give their senses to you. This is different than like an empathic mother than having empathic children.
It's more like I have superpowers and at some point I'm going to pass these to you.
It's like willing them to the next person that you want them to have.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and we were speculating whether or not that could happen, and this is an instance of where it seems like something like that occurred.
Sure, we're suddenly like later in life, you just have this ability.
Right. In the original story, there was a woman that when her grandmother passed away, it seemed like she then got extra sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like she gained whatever sensitivity the grandmother had on top of her own.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where that's coming from.
That'd be interesting. So like when that, are you dead when you have that, that moment where it's like, okay, I'm going to choose who to give this to?
I don't know.
Is it like towards the end? Do you get, is there like cake involved? Like,
you get, like, here's my,
it's a party,
sensitivity and a cake,
sensitivity pass on party.
No,
it's like,
I don't think
how girls used to do that traveling jeans shit, you know, or
the traveling jeans shit. What?
Well, wasn't that like a movie for a while? Like the traveling, they would pass them on to each other. And
I never saw that because I thought that was bullshit. So.
That was like our generation though. I mean, that was like '90s, I think.
That was a long
time. So it's like you pass along the special ability. I just think if you're old and you have a special ability like that, and if you can do it, you can choose, I'm going to give it to little Timmy over here, who seems to be really good at Nintendo and not much else. You have a party or something and you get some cake.
Well, I don't think it works for all skills. Like your Nintendo skills are suddenly passed on to Harper when you die.
No, I don't think like that gets any better. I'm just saying you have like a litany of grandchildren and you're like, oh, this one's pretty good. They'll do fine. That one's good. They got some stuff going. The one over there seems to have a good direction. This one over here seems a little bit lost. I bet if I gave them this ability, it could probably give them a little one up that they need to kind of
give your clueless
get the edge, get the edge on something.
And I know that that's kind of pushing the envelope for what we even talk about because, you know, that's kind of out there.
There's no such thing.
It's kind of out there, but I kind of wondered with that story and then this one as well.
Never say never. So I would imagine it's more so if it's something you can do, you're probably already dead. So there's probably not going to be cake involved. That's just my...
I'm going to make sure that there's plenty of cake involved in whatever death comes about in our family, because you seem to have death and cake associated.
There's usually a lot of cake around death in my family.
No. In your family?
Yeah, there's usually a lot of cake. It's cake for everything.
Is that...
It's kind of funny. On my mom's side, yeah, there's usually cake of some sort, no matter what, no matter who dies.
Okay.
And it's usually, you know, it's like the church basement ladies, because it's very almost all Lutheran, I think, over there. So it's a lot of that. And you go downstairs and there'll be, at least bars of some sort.
Okay.
You know, like chocolate bars or Rice Krispies, the damn Rice Krispie bars with the peanut butter where they bastardize the Rice Krispies. You know, that sort of stuff.
I hate that.
Desserts at a minimum.
Okay.
On my dad's side, when someone kicks it, there's beer involved.
Okay.
So not necessarily like cake. Like one side, there's beer and sausages. And the other side, that's a very German side over there, too. So, but both have, you know, their little get-togethers and their little celebrations, if you will. One's a little more, I guess, liberal on what's going on at the get-together. And one's more so, let's shove our head in pie, you know.
Either way.
One deals with it with sugar, one deals with it with booze.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it works.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, because I'm the product of both of these, there should be both, where you can have sugar and booze at the same time. And then everybody walks out needing to see a diabetic specialist.
Fun.
That should just be how it works going forward.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Glad we're settled on that. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, Tony and Jenny. This is George. I'm calling in from Jersey. A long-time listener. I love the show. I was listening to May 1st episode, I believe it was. It was a episode about a guy who I think, saw the Grim Reaper and standing over his roommate and wind up dying in the morning or anything like that. And you guys had kind of talked about what that meant and everything like that. Well, I know for a fact, I'm kind of give you a little history on what I do. I'm a historian. I look at different type of cultures and what they believe in and everything like that. And I just give you a quick thing you might be able to use on your next podcast or if it comes up again. I know in Islam there's the Grim Reaper, they call him Azrael, I believe it is, and he's the angel of death in their religion in Islam. I'm not Muslim or anything, but I just know this through my works and studies of different religions. He pulls the souls out of the body and pretty much guides into a journey to the afterlife. And his appearance, this is the crazy part, his appearance depends on the person's deeds and actions, quite frankly. And with those who did good things, they would see a beautiful being, and those who did wrong see a horrific monster. And that's, they call him Azrael. It's the Grim Reaper in Muslim traditions or in Arabic lands or whatever it is. But that's just a little information I wanted to tell you guys and everything. And I love the show. Like I said, this wasn't a ghost story, just a little information I figured I could help you guys out if another story came across like that. Maybe the guy was Muslim, maybe he was, who knows. But love the show. I'll call back another time and tell you a couple of my ghost stories. Thank you.
think it's awesome that we have people from all over the world that can use, you know, what their knowledge is to help us figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like that. I mean, that's something I wouldn't have known, nor would I've even known where to begin to look into.
Sure.
It's awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your ghost stories with us. I feel like I need to turn the fan back on in here. I was getting really cold and now I'm kind of hot. Is it me?
You're menopausal.
Well, I know, but
sorry.
Having hot flashes. Is it me? Is it me? Just
I'm okay.
Are you okay? Okay.
I'm fine, but I got an AC vent right over on my side.
I've been feeling kind of hot and cold all morning. So there you go. I don't have a fever, but
well, that's good.
I think it's just kind of adjusting. So
okay.
That's all. I'll turn this lovely fan we have back on. I bought a new fan today, by the way, for the studio.
Yeah.
And we're getting rid of the one that looks like it was from Neverland Ranch.
Yeah. It was tacky even when shiny brass was in.
You just need like little cherubs or something on there to complete it, like between the bulbs, kind of floating.
Or stenciled fan blades.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, stenciled with the like country blue and mauve flowers and bows.
Even better would be like the stencil or what that is, kind of a stencil. I'm thinking of the border that people used to put up, you know, with the sponge paint.
Yeah,
like the pineapple type, that same sort
stenciled.
Of stuff.
That's what
okay.
I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
Could we do that? Could we just move this one to a different room and put that design up on there? And
sure. We'll talk about this when you're not on narcotics.
I'm just out of the Tylenol now. See, when I was on the narcotics, I wasn't suggesting such things. You're getting the real me again.
Yeah.
The narcotic Tony was like, that's a bad idea.
No, you'd
me,
be
it's like, yes.
What fan? Where? Like right there. What fan? Where? Yeah.
There you go. You never know.
You're back with all cylinders.
Hi, my name is Andy. I grew up north of Baltimore. This is some years ago when I was a teenager. I used to stay in the basement. That was my room. We had a lot of kids in the family, and there wasn't a lot of space. And I used to have sleepovers with my friends. Sometimes I'd stay at their house, sometimes I'd stay at my house. You know, we'd watch movies late at night and hang out, play video games, that kind of thing. Anyways, one night, one friend of mine was over, and we're talking about girls and stuff and yada, yada. And, you know, we ended up falling asleep in my one room, and sometime in the middle of the night, I just was awake, wide awake. You know, I was like I've been awake for an hour. I was totally conscious of what was going on. And my room was pretty dark. Now, it's being in the basement, there's no windows. I had a strange feeling and impression to look up and look up at the ceiling, and I did. You know, before this, my hair was stuck on my arms, and I just felt really weird. So I looked up, and I saw this woman. And, you know, as an Irish person would describe it as a banshee. She had flowing black hair. It was almost she was barely lit up, like she had her own light coming from her. It was just enough to make her out, because, again, it's like a pitch-black room. And she had this flowing black hair with, like, silver streaks in it. Her eyes were just these black holes, and there was no eyes. And she was yelling at me, trying to yell something to me, like she wanted to kill me. And she had this white, kind of grayish, torn dress that was flowing again, like it was just fluttering. And I froze in horror. I mean, it was the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I've had quite a few ghost experiences. Not anything recently, but this is... Especially as a teenager, I had quite a few. When I actually went to travel to Ireland years later, I did have a few as well. Again, nothing I saw was more friends of mine had seen, and also things I had just kind of experienced and I mentioned to people. That's a whole other story. But back to this banshee in my house, I literally was locked on her for about 10 seconds before I just put the sheet over my head, and for like an hour I was under the sheet just froze in terror, you know, sweating. My heart was probably through the roof, just shocked to death. Like, this thing is right above me and I'm trapped. So eventually, hours later, I, you know, fell asleep and you know, I woke up and didn't think much of it. But, you know, a couple years later, and this happened when I was 12. A couple years later, though, when I was probably about 13 or 14, again, I asked the only place I had to sleep was in that room. I got kind of freaked out by that room after that, and I tried sleeping in just the main part of the basement. And I had another friend of mine over, sleep over, same kind of thing. You know, we're just kind of being, you know, kids, being teenagers, yada, yada, yada. Go to bed kind of late. And then a similar experience happened where I was in the other room. I woke up. Again, it's very dark. We did have a few small windows that let a little bit of light in there, but still, it was pretty dark. And I was fully awake, but not as awake as the first time. And I again had this impression to look over in a certain direction. And it was down by the stairs, and there's like from my room was on the left of the stairs, and you could a little bit of a walkway to the right. And I look to the right, right by my room, and I see this woman, the same woman. This time she's just walking. She's walking from the stairs and across that part by my room in the wall. And I just, again, was frozen, freaked out. It wasn't as scary as seeing her in her face, and she's yelling, like, I want to kill you. So, again, I put my head under the covers, freaked out, you know, just tried to forget about it, and that was it. And again, I had to stay in the room for a couple more years until I moved out. But a lot of things happened in that room where I felt like something was, like a hand was going up my shirt, and it was like tickling my back, and just weird stuff in that room, really weird stuff. And so just to prove it wasn't a figment of imagination or I wasn't just seeing things, years later when I was with having a family reunion at the house and my family, my parents still lived there, I was talking to my brother and my sister, and we're talking about ghost stories, and we're talking about the house. And I mentioned that one I'm just telling you right now. And my younger brother, who's 2 years younger than me, when he was 12, he saw that woman in that basement, because he would, you know, have his friends over, and they would sleep in the basement sometimes, hang out, you know, play video games, whatever. Same experience. Saw that same woman, you know, a couple years later. Or actually, probably about the same time when I was 14. When he was 12, walking right across that one section. So, obviously, she was probably, she's probably her house down there, whatever, you know, that's where she lived. But we found out the last two that owned the house had moved out unexpectedly. We never knew why, but that basement was just really creepy. I mean, the rest of the house was fine, but that basement just had, especially when I was even younger than that, when we first moved in there, we played hide-and-seek down there, and I always got the weirdest, you know, willies and just never liked the place. No, just always never felt very comfortable. I never slept very well down there. I was always tired going to work, always tired when I came home. Just always felt drained, you know, being in that basement. And it was always very depressing. I always get very depressed if I, you know, was there for any length of period of time, especially when I traveled. I went to, like I said, I went to Ireland one time when I was just moving out, and I ended up coming back there. And again, I just go into this depression and feel drained and just not a very, you know, uplifting basement. But I hope you enjoyed that story, if you use it, and good luck to you, and maybe you'll hear my Irish story sometimes, and good luck. Bye.
So I'm thinking that the previous two people that lived in the basement that moved out suddenly probably were aware of this woman that was being seen.
You think?
I think so.
I was just going to say... And it's some are, but not a lot are. How many uplifting basements are there? I'm just thinking back to more so childhood type basements. You know, it was always the basement in people's homes are like, I liked them as kids because they were just kind of like play spaces, but they were usually fairly dark corners of the world.
Well, basements, even, you know, 20 years ago are very, very different than basements now.
Sure.
You know, basements were just relegated as storage, almost like an attic. Now they're active living spaces. You know, that's not always been the case.
Sure, sure. I'm just thinking back to then. It's like, just the way it was kind of funny, like, it's a very, very, you know, how did he say it? Something basement.
Yeah.
And I was just like...
dismal.
There's not a lot of basements, you know, prior to a certain point in time that really were like happy, peppy places.
Sure.
But, no. That's my only point.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Okay.
So 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. I'm a pretty recent listener. Really, really love your show and love what you're doing. This story that I want to tell, I'm going to remain anonymous just because it's a personal nature, but I plan to call back and share some stories that I'd like to talk about too, about my life and things that have happened. So this one involves my father, who committed suicide in 2015. And I recently have been listening to some shows from July, this past July, and you've talked about, like, the possibility of people kind of coming back and maybe being between realms as they're passing away and showing us that they're kind of gone and here at the same time, and I've had that happen to me. In April 2015, my father committed suicide, and he was in the hospital for 2 days before he passed away. And several things have happened, or had happened at that point, to make me feel like there was some definite paranormal things happening. And the first was the night that he went into the hospital and he was unconscious. My mom, I've flown back to see my mom, and we heard a knock at our bedroom door, just the way he used to knock. And he was still alive, but he was unconscious. After he had passed, we were putting together his memorial, and he used to smoke a pipe all the time, cherry tobacco. And I was alone at home putting together a picture board of all of us and kind of wondering what he would think about it. And in that moment, a breeze came in, and all I could smell was cherry tobacco. A flower bloomed in my yard. I didn't realize the plant had been one of his favorite flowers until the flower bloomed the day he passed away. And he's visited me in several dreams since then. So it's kind of cool. I feel like he's been around, and a lot of the stories that have come through makes me feel like I'm not alone in kind of feeling like these encounters happen. And it's really cool. I love what you do. I have a lot of other stories to share, and I plan on calling back. And I definitely, when financial situations allow me, want to become an EPP. I love your show. I love you guys. And thank you so much for being here. And I will continue to support you and listen to you. And thank you so much for letting me share my story.
I'm not a bird person.
Is that a bird?
I think so.
That was annoying.
Sorry.
Although we're going to get a call back going, oh, my bird died 4 weeks ago. I don't know. It wasn't there when I was making the call.
Is it that you just get so used to it, you don't hear it anymore?
I would imagine that's part of it.
About her story, you know, I think that's good that she kind of had that. It's like closure, just that one little hint of they're still around, you know, that kind of, you would think that that wouldn't bring you closure, but I think it does for a lot of people.
Sure. You know. I completely agree.
God.
It could have been like an alarm system too, because sometimes those make those weird chirpy noises.
Yeah.
There you go. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, help keep us on the air. Become an EPP, extra podcast person. Sign up to be one at ghostpodcast.com. Get access to all the bonus episodes of the program there. It's only $5 a month, or sign up for a full year. Get a month free and a bunk bed bell. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.